This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But right now it is time for a brand new edition of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read the old tweets of our fellow FN co-workers, and Tiki will guess who posted it. Are you ready?
I am.
October 19th, 2020. Of course Andrew Thomas can grow into a serviceable player, but it's absolutely amazing. Dave Gettleman missed another one. Amazing.
Interesting. Is
that Sean Morash, Chris McMonagle, Sal Licata, or Brandon Tierney?
I'm going to say that that is our very own Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
Were you nervous that was you, Sean?
No, I thought everybody was overreacting to his start.
Okay.
BT?
It is BT.
I was wrong.
He was wrong. He was rough his first year.
He was bad. Oh, absolutely. It's a reminder, if anything, that we need to take a very deep breath early on in a guy's career. But here's the other thing. You could have said the same thing about Evan Neal, and you would have been right.
Yeah, true, but you know why?
Because they're rookies.
That's true.
And you have no idea about rookies. Because they're rookies.
But sometimes rookies are good.
No, well, I mean, Jeremy Shockey was really good as a rookie.
Rookies suck.
Most of the time, they're rookies.
Well, but in fairness, Olu Fashanu was the Jets' first-round pick a year ago. He didn't start right away. Right. Ended up playing.
Maybe that was a good thing.
You're right. And now as we go into the second year, we all believe Olu Fashanu is going to be awesome.
Also, big difference. Evan Neal stunk all year. Andrew Thomas, people forget his rookie year. The second half of his rookie year, he started to become pretty freaking dominant.
Right. True.
And that, it was all in that first year.
That tweet was October, so it was still early in the season. This is a post from December 21st, 2022. The Mets have become everything we mocked and hated for years with the Yankees. The new evil empire. Quote, search your feelings. You know it to be true.
That's interesting. This is Sal, isn't it?
Wow, you don't even want the options. Okay. Is it Sal Licata?
You're wrong.
Okay, keep going.
I'll read it again. The Mets have become everything we mocked and hated for years with the Yankees. The new evil empire. Search your feelings. You know it to be true. All right, the other options are Evan Roberts.
No.
Tommy Lugauer or Greg Giannotti.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I was very attuned to who kept calling the Yankees the evil empire.
Mm.
It was driving me insane.
Right.
Because I knew even then it was not the Yankees, it was the Dodgers. And people just weren't paying attention to the Dodgers. That was Gio.
You're wrong. Ah!
Was it you?
You're wrong.
Hello, Tommy.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Oh, this was a Lugauer, wasn't it?
Can you explain yourself? So this is December of 2022.
It's a Lugauer.
I thought it was a dead giveaway because I'm the only one that would know a quote from the movie Star Wars. But I'm saying, Teak, of the choices there, I don't think G, Evan, or Sal have seen any of the movies.
Yeah. I didn't even know that was a quote from Star Wars.
Exactly.
What made you in December of 2022 to be pre-positive and accuse the Mets of being like the evil part of the Yankees that we
mock? Well, remember what happened that day, Evan. The Mets signed Carlos Correa. Yeah, we didn't eventually play for the Mets, but that was the night that they signed Carlos Correa. And they just signed, Scherzer? They had that big offseason.
Verlander. They lost to
Verlander.
Verlander.
That's what it was.
Verlander.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I didn't pay enough attention to the year.
Yeah.
I just heard the date because December 30th. Like, what the hell are you talking about baseball on December 30th?
Man, you know, the offseason. You know, I read that as a negative Met tweet, but now that you're explaining it, it was probably more positive. Like, hey, we're the evil empire. We are everything we mock, but you're saying that in almost a happy light.
I was saying it in the way that sort of prepping Met fans is we mocked the Yankee fan for this for years. We have to get used to now being the new Yankee fan because our owner
what kind of
is just going to
get from that.
There was a lot of comments and reaction to it. I don't recall the overall tone of the reaction.
Well, you can go back and read it.
I'm going to my subway ride home.
Here's post number three. This is from August 2nd, 2018. Enough with Mookie Betts and the eye black at night. That's worse than sunglasses indoors guy. Is that Al Dukes, Jerry Recco, Sean Morash, or Greg Giannotti?
This is either Al, because it's just random and has nothing to do with anything, or Sean. So I'm going to say is Al.
You're wrong.
It was Sean.
Philosophical differences.
At least I knew I was in the right ballpark.
You're in the right ballpark. Why does that bother you? Eye black at night.
Because you think it looks stupid, don't you?
Yes, and I know this was me because I had this thought when I finally got to watch the Thursday night Patriot preseason game and I saw Dart doing his eye black thing and I said, I've already found something that annoys me about it. Enough. Eye black is supposed to be for sun glare. At night, it's dark out. I hate sunglass indoors person, and I hate eye black at night.
How about people that wear eye black when they're not even playing in the game and at night, like Russell Wilson did for the final preseason game? It was at night, and he was not scheduled to play in the game, and he still had his eye black on.
That's bad, too.
I got to tell you, those preseason games where I knew I wasn't playing, I barely had my pads strapped on. Like, I'm serious. I think half the time my pads were undone. And I don't think I brought my helmet.
Wow. A little different than Russ. Russ was ready to go.
How uncool is eye black now? Think about it.
I mean, uncool. Who's the guy I was watching the game, and I don't even know if it was a Met or a Yankee game, who had the eye black running all the way down their face? Do you guys remember this guy? It was not a Met or Yankee. It was someone on the other team, and I remember it was commented on. I can't recall
Didn't Harper used to do that?
You know what? I think it was Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
That phony. That's what it was. What a weird look that is.
He's been doing his whole career. So
yeah, it's true. I don't know why I can't remember that. Apparently, I tried to black that out. Get it? Black, eye black, and I blacked it out. Guess it's only funny when Sean does it.
Well, take notes.
And finally, November 4th, 2015.
He didn't emphasize black. If he would have said, it's only, I tried to black that out. They would have laughed.
Yeah, so you have to lay out.
Delivery.
Gotcha.
Delivery.
Right. I'll work on that for the next time. November 4th, 2015. I just watched somebody, while parallel parking, hit the gas instead of the brake. Car went right over the curb and square into a tree. That sucks. Is that Tiki Barber, Evan Roberts, Greg Giannotti, or Al Dukes?
Al Dukes. That'd be something Al Dukes would watch and get joy out of.
You're wrong.
How is it not Al Dukes?
Not Al Dukes. Sorry. Stumped you.
Are you hating on Al Dukes lately?
No, I didn't have any Al today's.
Geo?
You're wrong.
You?
No.
You're wrong.
Jerry Recco.
I am anal right now.
I forgot you made him an option.
I don't know if it's cheating or not. I'm a big parallel parking guy. I love parallel parking. I feel like I show off my skill, and I feel like more of a man.
You and me.
You feel the same way, right?
I taught driving when I was in high school.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't even get to that level.
Yeah.
I was really bad in high school. Like, I learned how to parallel park at a high level because I was driving in D.C. and I had no other option. Mm. And I was 18 years old.
Good point.
And so it was either learn or be killed. It was one of those kinds of things.
Right.
That may be extreme, but
there was probably some middle ground.
Yeah. I don't know. D.C.'s a pretty rough place, bro. I mean, it was. I mean, if you don't park straight.
There are federal troops now deployed in D.C.
was not the case a decade ago. I have a story about living in D.C. as an 18-year-old that I cannot say on the air unless I really try to edit it. Mm. All right. I'm going to try to do it.
Let's hear it.
So I was working at XM Radio. They had a beautiful location in downtown D.C. off Florida Avenue and New York Avenue, all right? And every day I'd go out to lunch. But it was a bad neighborhood, like a really, really bad neighborhood, where they would tell you, don't go out to lunch. We will offer food. Don't go out to lunch. I'm 18. I'm like, you know what? There's a Wendy's right there. And I love my spicy chicken. So I got to go. So I venture out. I cross the street. I open the door. And there's a guy in the corner. I'll leave it at that. I turned around. My appetite was gone. He was, he liked Wendy's more than I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
He was massaging his appetite?
Some may say. And as an 18-year-old.
Like, you guys didn't give me sauce.
As an 18-year-old, I saw that. I said, what? Immediately turned around, never left that building again.
Nice. Ordered in for the rest of your tenure.
That's correct. Yeah, that was over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.